Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Continuing the important topic that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. This is one of the important facts that God wants you to know. And I know that some Muslims ask, how is it possible for the divine nature to be united with the human nature in the life of Jesus? This dual nature of Jesus, yes, it is true, is unimaginable to our limited human mind. Don't overlook the basic fact, which is the limitation of human understanding. There are so many things that we don't fully understand. Actually, what we know of the world we inhabit is only the tip of the iceberg. The creation of the first human was also a mystery. God made man his vice regent on earth by using mud and his divine breath. Therefore, we should not consider it a strange thing that the second man whom God sent to be our Savior, the Messiah, Jesus, had both divine and human nature. In many cases, my friend, two truths, which seemed completely contradictory to us at one time, are now, after we have gained more knowledge and the spiritual insight, understood to be in harmony. Also, we need to acknowledge that truth that still seemed to us to be contradictory may perfectly harmonize according to God's infinite wisdom, and perhaps we will someday understand them, especially when we go to be with God, we will understand everything. But the truth that God wants you to know now is that the union of the divine with human form took place in Christ for the purpose of satisfying God's justice, for the purpose of manifesting God's love to you and accomplishing your salvation. The divine nature of God did not change and become human nature, and the human nature of Jesus did not change and become divine nature. This union is not a blend, but rather the human nature and the divine nature existed together in the person and life of Jesus Christ when he came through the Virgin Mary to our earth. The human nature and the divine nature existed together without change or blending together. The divine nature remained the divine and the human nature remained human. This is important. My dear Muslim friend, God chose to save us. He accomplished this goal by appearing in the form of a perfect, sinless man to be our personal savior. God did not become incarnate in a plant, a bird, or an animal because they do not bear his image. But we know from the Torah that God created us in his image. God said, let us make mankind in our image, Genesis 1. Interestingly, the Quran in Surah 15 states, when I have fashioned him and breathed into him, only into man, of my spirit. Biblical scholar Pedro Catriga explains that man created in the image of God does not mean that God looks like man or that man looks like God, but it does mean that man has profound God-like qualities. For example, God created man with the ability to be loving, just, and compassionate. It is interesting that all of us are aware that we should act better and that we can become better humans. Catriga continues, this is the witness of our God-likeness within our conscience. He is so right. It is a persistent voice in the conscience that we should become better people, that we do not always do what we know we should do, that we really should be more kind, more true, more reliable, more honest, more pure, more God-like. And it is also God-like to be humble and to love sacrificially. And that brings us to the important fact, my friend, that all of us are sinners and we fell short of living our lives according to God's likeness, according to the perfect standard God desired us to live. All of us need God's salvation, and God sent Jesus. God himself is our Savior, and he sent Jesus to pay the penalty for everything wrong we have done. I invite you, my friend, to put your faith in Jesus right now. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it. Thank you, God, for loving me and sending Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I receive you in my heart. I believe you are my Savior. God, I repent of my sins. I want to walk according to your will. Help me, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I would love to rejoice with you, send you some free materials, and congratulate you of making the most important decision in your life. Rest of my audience, let us rejoice that God sent Jesus and saved us from the consequences of everything wrong we have done. Let us rejoice that Jesus lived within us and he made it possible for us to be united to God and to be forgiven of our sins and to have eternal life with God. And let us pray together. We pray, God, that you will equip us and you will use us to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I want to share with you one of the wonderful testimonies I received. Hi, Brother Sammy. I am glad to give you wonderful news. You know that I was searching for the truth as a Muslim who was born and raised in a Muslim family. Thank you for giving me your book. After I read your book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, I understood so many things. Thank you for meeting with me and eating lunch with me. Thank you for talking with me about Jesus. Thank you for answering my questions and praying with me so I can put my faith in Jesus that he died to pay the penalty for my sins. I opened my heart to Jesus when we prayed together. I am so happy that I am God's child now and God is with me. Pray for me. Yusuf Asman. This man is from Jordan. And we hugged and we cried and we laughed. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Don't give up on your Muslim acquaintances and friends.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who is Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's grace and peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.